Welcome to Fight by Faith, podcast for teens.
We live by faith, not by sight.
2 Corinthians 5:7. Is your host, Mommy? You're supposed to say her real name.
I forgot. Here's your host, Amy Ailes.
Hello, Flyers. Ready for takeoff? Today on Fly by Faith, I am not in my typical spot at my desk, crouching down in my little sound box so that my mic doesn't echo everywhere. I am actually at the Oregon coast with four other women authors for a retreat, a little getaway, and it's been a lot of fun to get to know them. One is hiding upstairs, but the rest are here. So I am excited for us to just have a little conversation for this episode of Fly by Faith. I'm right next to authors Candy J. Wyatt, Michelle M. Brunn, and Hannah Muldery. I met Candy through a Christian writers group called Realm Makers. And so we're all realmies together. If you go to realmmakers.com, you can find all kinds of cool stuff for writers, for homeschool community, for readers, for teenagers. There is a whole place there that is fun for fantasy, speculative, science fiction in the Christian genre. You should go check it out. I'll have that link in the show notes. So Candy, Michelle, and Hannah, welcome to Fly by Faith. So we're going to start a little conversation, but first, I want to hear a little bit more about yourselves. What do you write? What do you do outside of writing at the coast? Who wants to jump in first?
I'm Candy J. Wyatt, and besides, well, I'm always on the coast because I live just south of here. And when I'm not writing, I am a teacher for 7th through 12th grade in our local public school. I also am an assistant photographer for my husband and help out in our local church, have 5 kids. Oh, make that 6 because one's a daughter-in-law. And then also have a grandbaby that came along in February. So I'm very busy. Some people wonder, how in the world do I even end up writing?
That is something I wonder about you, Candy. So I'm Michelle M. Bruin. I write young adult fantasy. I'm currently working on a dragon series. And what I do when I'm not writing, I am an administrative assistant by day. And I love going for walks, listening to music, reading, of course. And I have 2 adorable little kitty cats that I spend a lot of time with, too.
I'm Hannah Muldery, and I write young adult speculative fiction. I'm working on my first trilogy. And when I'm not writing, I'm also an artist. So I draw fan art and original art and sell art at anime conventions and cosplay. I also hang out with my husband and my 2 cats, and I like to eat chocolate and drink coffee.
I like eating chocolate too. So my name is Amy Earls. If you don't know who I am by now and you haven't listened to this regularly, I am a young adult author and I'm the host of this podcast, and I write speculative fiction also, and I have a husband and 2 daughters and live in a small college town in Oregon. So I am excited for today. We are actually going to be talking about the dreaded 2021. I know it's been a difficult year, yet at the same time, I've seen that God has done some amazing things. God still works, even despite the difficulties through the year. So the first question I have for everyone here is, what has God taught you?
Well, wow. It's been a very interesting year. To start off with, I had a granddaughter who was born in February, right at the same time that we had a writer's retreat virtually through Realm Makers with Alan Arnold. And his book has been, books, plural, have been so influential. It started off with the story of With, and that has the idea of going through your day like you would. He gave the illustration in it. Realm Makers showed the video of him talking to his son and saying, "Hey, Chase, where do you want to go? Wherever. As long as I'm with you, Dad. That's what makes me happy. Well, what if we go to the dump? As long as I'm with you, Dad." And going through life that way with Jesus as our best friend and writing and anything and everything. And then his second book is Chaos Can't. So that was the first part up until about June. I was learning about going with God. And then June 2nd, I slipped and I broke my ankle. It was at school, the last week of school. So where 2020-21 students started off online, the teacher ended up from online and students were in person. And I learned how independent I was. I didn't think I was. And yet to be able to say, hey, can you do this for me, was so humbling. The whole life just started happening or not happening around me as I'm sitting in a recliner all summer long when I had all these plans to do things. Just one thing after another kept hitting. And Alan's second book is Chaos Can't. And it's the idea of, from the very beginning, there was chaos that swirled around the earth. And God, out of that chaos, created. And oftentimes, as creatives, we tend to say, oh, there's too much going on, I can't create. But it's out of and through that that we can create. And so learning and going, okay, God, I'm with you through this, but I really don't like everything that's happening around me. And yet to be able to say, okay, that's the enemy working, and to say, okay, I'm going to trust and I'm going to not, as he illustrates, go through the drive-through car wash and roll down my windows to let all of that chaos in. Instead, to say, okay, it's yours, take care of it. Does it work every day? Oh, no. It's a struggle. And the enemy keeps wanting to throw things at me and say, okay, well, what about this? How are you going to deal with this and this one? So that's been my 2021.
I guess before I can jump into what I learned in what he's been teaching me in 2021, I have to preface a little bit with what he taught me in 2020. 2020, the whole thing was about perseverance. God gave me the quote of the great guru Dory, just keep swimming. And that was my 2020. It was you keep going. Yes, it's hard. And yes, it's frustrating, but you just have to keep moving through that. I am a person who likes to kind of pull into myself when hard things happen. And so that was a struggle for me. But I ended up learning that lesson, and that was great. 2021, God kind of took that deeper and has been showing me, okay, so it's not just about your strength and you keeping on going. Perseverance, you can keep going by yourself for a little while, but you're gonna run out of steam eventually. And I did. And God very much showed me, okay, so now you need to add to that perseverance a reliance on my strength and on the people around you. It's really hard for me to open up about when I'm struggling because I feel like I'm a burden to people when I do that. And I know that that's wrong in my head, but my heart would always say, oh, but you're just going to make their lives worse if you tell them about what's going on in your life. So I would, you know, keep it hidden. And the whole pull yourself up by your bootstraps mentality. And fun fact, that phrase actually originally meant something that was impossible to do on your own. Because, I mean, if you think about it, you really can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That is impossible. And American culture kind of just took it and was like, independence and But it's really not healthy. We need other people. We need the Lord. And so what he's been teaching me throughout 2021 is just, okay, so now you know that you need to persevere. Let me show you how you can do that healthily with me and then with the people that I've given to you in your life.
I just want to add something to that, Michelle, because I was thinking as you were saying, this is Amy talking. I was thinking about just as you were saying that's so similar to what God taught me this last year, that coming out of 2020, it just was a really... It was a really hard time. You know, my kid was doing online school and I was just stressed to the max, and I had to fall on my knees every night and just pray And that's where I got my strength because I felt so weak. And I just, you know, there was a lot of anxiety and there was some depression, and it just went into this state where I just needed to depend on God. And then coming into 2021, I just felt like He was beginning to pull me through that and get me out of that state. And it was because I was leaning on God. And I prayed. And so I think that's very true that when we are weak, we are made strong. I mean, the Bible says that. And it's through Jesus. And I feel like this year has been that kind of recovery time of look what God has done. He's brought me out again. So Hannah, do you have anything you want to add?
For me, as I'm looking back at what I've experienced in 2021, a really huge part of it was when my husband lost his job and he was job searching for 5 months. And the first 2 months, he actually still had his job. It was a little interesting situation, but I kept thinking, oh, it's fine. You know, he's job hunting. He'll find something soon. And he wasn't. Nothing was coming up. And so my anxiety really hit the roof and it was a huge struggle. And I realized that I really did need to trust God that He was going to provide and that we didn't know what was going to happen, but He would take care of us in one way or another. I also have this little voice in the back of my head that tells me that God really doesn't want what's best for us. And so I thought, oh, sure, God will take care of us, but it'll be, you know, just in an okay way. And then He ended up providing a job for my husband that paid better than his last one and really has helped provide for us. In my doubt, He's still provided more and above and beyond what we could have hoped for. Just that reassurance that he got to show me, yes, He does care. He wants to bless us. And it took 5 months, but I learned more patience, which no one ever wants to learn, but it's always good for us when it happens. So.
Ah, I love these answers so much. And in light of everything that God's done for all of us this year, I've heard so much wisdom, but is there any other words of wisdom or encouragement that anybody wants to add?
So I just wanted to say that if you are doubting God, if you felt hurt by Him in the past by things that He allowed to happen and stuff like that, He's big enough for you to take that to Him, to tell Him about it, to shout, to scream, to cry, whatever. He's big enough. You can see in the Psalms that David really cried out to God and used all the different emotions. Take those things to God, and He does have what's best in mind for us. It may not add up to what we think is what's best for us. And sometimes we get to look back and see that what we wanted wasn't the right thing, and other times we don't. But He does have the absolute best in mind for us and loves us so much.
And as teens, one thing that I'm seeing this year is that a lot of you are struggling with depression, with just all those emotions, even more than what most, you know, adults think of during the teenage years. I have a feeling it connects with what the last 2 years has brought through. And so stick in there. Know that there are people who care about you, who want to hear and who want to listen, even if it doesn't seem like it. And just keep, as Michelle said, persevering, keep going.
I guess one other thing that I didn't fully unpack in my last answer was I really went after the going to other people, and that is 100% true. But also in the midst of that, going to God. One of the things, actually, Candy, you mentioned Alan Arnold, and one of the things that I learned at his his talks this year was in the midst of my writing struggles. I am such a slow writer, you guys. I love it so much, but I am so slow. I get really stuck in my own head and have a hard time figuring out what to do. And one of the things that Alan Arnold mentioned was praying beforehand and asking God to co-write with you. And I think that concept can really just apply to anything in our lives, definitely not just writing. Be in prayer, reach out to God in the midst of struggles and in the midst of joys. Just remember that He does want to do life with you. He does want to create with you or just walk beside you.
Oh, I'm so encouraged myself by all of you ladies. I just appreciate this so much. And one thing that keeps on coming through my head, even just from our time together this weekend, is the value of being with other people. And I think sometimes we can forget that. Candy mentioned just the depression that's been heavier this year. And I think that isolation can be a real dangerous thing. And it's so important for us to be in community with each other, no matter how we can, not just to hang out, which is super fun, but also just to spur each other on, right? To encourage each other, to lift each other up. We're never too young or too old to do that. We're never too, there's no age category where you have to, you've arrived so you can seek God together. Even teens can seek God together and encourage each other in that way. So I just want to wrap us up with some prayer. And I just want to even encourage our listeners too, that with this new year coming up, trust God. Don't forget to keep on praying, because we can believe, as Hannah was saying, that our God is a big God and He can do anything. So let me pray for our listeners and we'll wrap this up. Thank you, God, that you work in the difficult, that you're not just a God who shows up when things are okay, but you are working even when we don't see or understand what the situation is about, when we don't know what we're supposed to do. We just want to be called to faith and action, God, the kind of action where we take those steps and say, yes, I choose to believe that God is good all the time. I choose to believe that He loves me. I choose to believe that He has great plans for me. Thank you, God, that you are present, that you are working, that you are moving into 2022. We just believe for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you so much, all three of you, for joining me. And we'll have to give the person, other author upstairs, a hard time for not joining us. I'm not going to mention her name. You have been listening to Fly By Faith. Until next time, onward. So.